All right, this created meeting for IFB 230168 KLB new pass bridge deck repairs is scheduled for today, March 15th, 2023 at 10 a.m. My name is Casey Bell and I'm a procurement analyst for the Lee County Procurement Management Department. Before we begin, we will note for the record that members of the public are present. As members of the public are present, we will open the floor at this time to any public comment. All right, at this time, I ask now the Lee County and public present to introduce themselves and state what department or company they are with. I will start on my left.
Howard Enogansel, Lee County DOT.
Brett Tillman, Lee County DOT Ops.
Jason Swanson, Director of Operations, Walker Contract Group.
Evelyn with V&H Construction.
Chris Stamos with Titan Civil Construction.
Brian Bays, Lee County Procurement.
Jarvis Napier, Lee County Procurement.
Sarah Long, Lee County Procurement.
Okay, we are here today to discuss this project and answer any questions you may have about this project. Any questions that are not answered here today will be answered in the form of an addendum that will be posted to our website as listed on the cover page of the bid documents. Any questions that you may have after today must be submitted in writing to me via email. My contact information is on the front page of the informal quote package. Please note any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change or clarification to the project. Before I turn this over to the project manager and floor for questions, I would like to cover a few housekeeping items. Submissions are due Monday, March 27th, 2023 at 2:30 p.m. Quotes submitted after this time shall be considered late and will not be accepted. Submissions may be received via email, which my contact information is on the front page of the informal quote package. Bid bond requirements shall abide by the current Lee County Procurement Ordinance. Construction general conditions apply only to projects over $200,000. The bid schedule form for this project is located in a separate Excel document and contains formulas. Although formulas are present, you are required to double check your totals for errors and correct as necessary. Unit prices prevail in the event of any calculation errors. I would now like to turn the floor over to the project manager to provide a brief description of the project and any comments he would like to share. Once complete, we will be open for questions.
Okay. Hi. Okay, this project, as probably you saw in the bid documents, is on the New Pass Bridge. And is for the repair of the epoxy overlay on the bridge deck. That's the main purpose of the project. As you guys know, that epoxy overlay get hollow with time and affect the concrete underneath. So the project consists in, we already identified the areas that are hollow, like this picture here. We went there before the hurricane, probably like in August or something, so the marks are probably faded. We're gonna repaint everything. And go and cut out that section of epoxy that is bad, repair the concrete underneath if it needs repair, which it will, and reapply the epoxy based on our standards. Also, since you guys are there, there are areas that the bridge joints, expansion joints are bad. They're also marked where are they located. And the project also consists of fixing that. And the sidewalk that has some concrete spalling and rebar corrosion, it will be fixed. I think that this didn't pass on the package that you guys get, but I will issue this on the addendums. There's a lot of locations and the square feet of each location. Also have detail with you guys probably know how to fix all the expansion joints and everything. And I have some pictures here. Let me go back to the pictures. That's an example of the bridge joints that will need to be, you know, readdressed. Some of them you will have to re-pour the, I think they call this epoxy nosing or something. And all that will be in accordance with the FDOT guidelines.
So you said we have to redo the nosing as well?
Some of them. I marked the ones. No, not all of them. There's like sections. The mark shield looks like this, and we'll go and repaint if necessary. And then on the sidewalks, there's on the sidewalks, there are also some spalling that it will be marked as well. For the most part, everything should be able to access from the top of the bridge. But as you guys know, sometimes when you start chipping out the spalled concrete from the top, it might go the whole thickness of the deck. In that case, you will need to access from underneath to be able to put the forms. You can access it from a barge or scaffolding, that's up to you guys. And there's no way I know, you know, if one, two, or all the locations will go through until we start shipping. Your person on the field will be Red Tillman, he will be with you guys. We always want, well, that's the pre-construction, we can talk about that, where we selected. But we always want a good communication, he goes on a daily basis, and before pouring concrete, he needs to approve that, you know, everything was cheap, and so he was able to measure before putting concrete.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Has there been an inspection on the other side of this bridge?
Yes, but just a visual.
Oh, just a bit.
We didn't want to be scaffolding to tap everything because we don't for sure on the top, on the bottom, this one. And that's why when we went and we looked at the bottom, we didn't see signs, you know, from 10 feet. We didn't see signs that the corrosion went all the way through. But until you start shaping, you don't know for sure. Any other questions?
Any restrictions on MOTs?
No, because it will be after Easter. So you can do like closure during the day. I think this period was ready to be bid out when the sun was in September. Probably again August. But I didn't get the storm and I didn't get the way.
Are you able to print that table?
It will be provided in the addendums.
I'd like to take a pass by there now. Were you able to just print that sheet out for me? No.
No.
With the MOTs, do they need to be at nighttime? Do we need to fully open the bridge back up?
That's a good question. Just, I can answer that to you in the
addendum.
Joints, concrete spalling, and epoxy, that's the summary of the project. As they say, there are sections that this nosing is affected, and I think we can just fix, you know, the sections are bad, we don't have to do the whole bridge.
Is that quantified somewhere on how much nosing needs to be done?
I'm sorry?
Is that quantified somewhere on how much?
Yes. Yes. It has to be 30 days in between the concrete pour and the epoxy application. And I didn't put enough time in the contract. I received that if necessary more time. Not for my part. Do you guys have any other questions?
Okay, I'm going to wrap everything up. As a reminder, Under any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change or clarification to this project. Any questions that you may have after today must be submitted in writing to me via email. My contact information is on the front page of the informal quote package. This concludes today's pre-bid meeting for IFB 230168 KLB New Pass Bridge Deck Repairs. Thank you.